I'm Nathan Cones here with your midday news right here on KCIM for Thursday, April 2nd, 2026. Stuart Memorial Hospital and Clinics has named Derek Hinkinius, DPT, the recipient of its Exceptional Experience Award for the first quarter of 2026. The award recognizes employees who demonstrate outstanding patient care and professionalism in all aspects of their role with the facility. Hinkinius was nominated by a patient receiving care for an ankle injury who praised his commitment to understanding their needs, communicating expectations and treatment plans, and truly helping patients achieve meaningful recovery outcomes. Throughout his practice, Hinkinius also demonstrated leadership by mentoring a student during therapy sessions, providing instruction on stretching, strengthening, and mobility techniques to prepare the next generation of physical therapists. Hospital leaders say Hinkinius exemplifies the organization's commitment to compassion, high-quality care, and they're proud to have him as part of their provider team. Fieldwork is underway in earnest across the region as farmers begin the planting season, and Carroll County Sheriff Ken Pingree is reminding motorists to be on the lookout for slow-moving equipment on rural roadways. For crop insurance policies, the earliest plant date for corn is April 10th, and then April 15th for soybeans, at least in our region. However, Pingree says farmers are already out prepping their fields for planting.
It seems early, but we've had dry weather and a lot of warm conditions. So, you know, the ground temperature, I'm sure, is warm enough or getting close to being warm enough. And yeah, there's a lot of tractors out moving.
Those tractors are often towing equipment between fields and just don't move at the same pace as the usual consumer vehicles, which can lead to serious accidents if farmers and drivers both aren't very aware of what is happening around them. Pingree encourages drivers to give that large equipment the respect it deserves, as the smaller vehicles often don't fare well against a 30-ton tractor.
I like to eat as much as the next person, sometimes more. So you give the farmers a break, give them some room. Don't just be zipping around them without having a little caution. You don't know if they're going to turn into a farm drive, into their house. You have no idea. So just give them some room and play it safe.
Pingree says farmers bear some of the responsibility for safe travel conditions as well. There isn't much they can do about their travel speeds, but they can follow basic traffic laws and check their safety features are functional when moving between fields.
And farmers, I've been asked to say this, the rules do apply to you during harvest and planting season. So make sure you stop at the stop signs. Don't just roll through them. And make sure all your equipment's in good working shape and the lights are on and all that.
He adds it only takes a few moments of distraction or lost focus for an accident to occur. According to Pingree, the region's been fortunate, generally speaking, to have had very few farm-related accidents over the last several years, and he'd like nothing more than for that trend to continue. Iowans are still feeling the pinch at the pump as gas prices continued their recent trend of rising prices, according to the latest report from the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship and AAA Iowa. As of Wednesday, the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gasoline in the state was $3.43, 12 cents higher than last week's price and 33 cents above prices from a year ago. The national average on Wednesday topped the $4 mark, rising 8 cents to $4.06 per gallon. As for Iowa retail diesel, the statewide average was unchanged from the previous week at $4.85 per gallon. It's $1.42 higher than prices from a year ago. The national average was 64 cents higher per gallon than Iowa prices at $5.59 per gallon. Again, talking about diesel there. Looking at the Des Moines terminal, E10 was $2.49, unleaded 87 was $2.92, ULSD number 2 was $3.50, ULSD number 1 was $3.67, and the E70 was at $2.30. Moving to heating fuels, propane prices rose 1 cent to $1.63 per gallon, and home heating oil dipped 11 cents to $4.25. Natural gas prices at the Henry Hub reporting site were down 10 cents to $2.83 per MMBTU. Nine organizations across the state, including St. Anthony Regional Hospital and Nursing Home in Carroll, will share $250,000 in grants to support youth internships this summer through a state workforce program. The awards were announced this morning by Iowa Workforce Development as part of the 2026 Summer Youth Internship Program. Officials say the funding will help nearly 200 young Iowans gain hands-on experience in high-demand career fields. According to the agency, the program is designed to connect students with workplace opportunities while helping employers build future talent pipelines in industries such as healthcare, information technology, advanced manufacturing, and skilled trades. IWD Director Beth Townsend says the programs supported by this year's Summer Youth Internship Grant hail from several key industries, experiences, and locations, all designed to advance forward the careers of Iowa's next generation. I applaud the work these programs are taking on to build meaningful opportunities in our workforce, and we're excited to see how these awards will help accelerate and strengthen recruitment efforts for the summer. Awardees will receive between $18,000 and $38,000 for their programs, and in St. Anthony's case, the hospital was awarded $21,000. Grant funds may be used for participant wages, training resources, program supplies, and administrative costs associated with those internship programs. And we do need to step away here for just a moment. Stick around. Got more news. It's On Deck here on KCIM.
This is Maggie Pauly, Director of Carroll County Public Health. Opioid addiction is not a failure. It's a medical condition. Help is available and recovery is possible. If you or someone you care about is struggling, don't wait to reach out. Talk to a healthcare provider or local support organization. Early action can save lives. If you need help or someone to talk to, please reach out to a trusted health provider or go to the website Your Life Iowa to get the resources you need to get your life back. This message is brought to you by the Carroll County Opioid Fund Committee, committed to opioid awareness and prevention in our community.
After a long winter, are you noticing uneven sidewalks or driveways around your home? Maybe your shovel kept catching or water pooled in spots that turned into sheets of ice. Those are signs your concrete has settled. But before you replace it, call RaiseTech. RaiseTech lifts and levels concrete to eliminate trip hazards, improve drainage, and restore your driveway or sidewalk. With over 2.5 years of experience, RaiseTech can help you start spring with smooth, safe concrete again. Go to RaiseTech.com, RaiseTech.com.
Welcome back to KCIM's Midday News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting. The Iowa House passed a bill yesterday that'll raise the speed limit on state highways to 60 miles per hour if signed into law. Senate File 378 was introduced in the Senate in February of last year, which would increase the speed of all vehicular traffic from 55 to 60 miles per hour on highways or roadways that do not have a specific designated limit, things like a residential district, an unpaved secondary road, or a divided multi-lane highway. The bill passed the Senate on a 36-12 vote month in March of last year in advance to the House, but wasn't picked up until this session. The House approved of the bill on Wednesday morning, a vote going 76-16. So generally speaking, pretty bipartisan there. The change only applies to the speed limit and a sign update shortcut that will allow for number overlays to be placed on signs until full replacement needs to occur. The first two tickets don't count rule and penalties for speeding will remain unchanged. Due to some amendments from the House, the bill now heads back to the Senate for approval, and then it'll head to the governor's desk to be signed into law. And proponents for the bill are optimistic that'll be the case. The Carroll Community School District Board of Education will be hosting its next work session coming up tonight at the district's new transportation facility. Superintendent Dr. Casey Burlaw says it gives board members and the public who haven't been able to tour the building yet a chance to see it, while also hearing an update from Transportation Director Jennifer Dentlinger, specifically on the changes that were implemented at the beginning of this school year for student transportation.
She'll talk about how that's going, drivers, how many we have, maybe an update on the scanning software that we use and how it's being used. Just updates, really.
Burlaw says the board will also be continuing the discussion regarding a potential 3-year-old preschool program for CCSD.
We'll go a little deeper in terms of some of the questions that were asked, like what expenses might be and potential revenue. We have a survey out right now. We won't have those results back yet, but we won't go too deep there. But any additional information we have from when we talked about it last, we'll talk through at the work session.
The board will also be discussing its next steps in regards to its facilities plan and how the district should proceed moving forward in regard to obtaining community feedback. Burlaw says their final discussion item will be an update on the district's budget reduction plan.
One of the things in that plan was to not fill a position, and the board wanted us to fill it, so we're working on filling that. It's basically going to be an update on the additional $13,000 to $15,000 from that plan that we said we would look at other ways to reduce that amount.
Initially, the district's goal was to reduce expenditures by $150,000. The meeting will conclude with a closed session under Iowa Code 21.51A. That's to review or discuss records which are required or authorized by state or federal law to be kept confidential or to be kept confidential as a condition for the possession or continued receipt of federal funds for an agreement regarding a specific student. Again, the Board of Education CCSD meeting will be held tonight beginning at 5 p.m. at the district's transportation facility, and the public, as always, is welcome to attend. Volunteers are being requested to help with the annual Wolf Pack for Hunger 2026. That's happening this afternoon. Wolf Pack for Hunger is an initiative organized by the C3 Group, that's Christ Community Celebration, and IKA Manning CSD and Meals of Hope. And their aim is to pack 50,000 meals that'll be kept locally and then distributed across the world through Meals for the Heartland. Volunteers are needed for food packaging from 3:30 to 4:30 p.m. today at the IKA Manning Alternative Gym. And interested individuals, families, or groups can register online to help. If you have any questions about lending a hand there or would like to make a donation to the effort, you can contact Gene Statlander or Rachel Merkel, and contact points, as well as the link to register for a time slot, are included with this story on our website at 1380kcim.com. And that is going to be wrapping up your Look at News. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.